We're up to Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. We learned about Taydays Ish Raimi that Hinigas Bnei Raimi Lechel Gdiyim Mikolosim Belele Psachim, that he made a minig Zeichel Pesach that they should roast the Kolben Pesach like it was roasted Bizman Abayis, and Chazal had a tiny Moli Taydays Ata. It's not really kochim. It's nirik kochim. Nirik kol v'hachas Yisrael kochim b'chutz. So the Gemara clears the shaila. Iboyilu toides ish roimi gavra rabahave. They didn't put him into nidui. They strashed him. Umole toides ata gezran yilecha nidui. But they didn't put him into nidui. So why was it? Was he a gavra rabbi? That's why they didn't put him into nidui. Or was he gavra rabbi? Or he had power. He was an influential person, and they were scared. Rashi says gavra rabbi have umipne kvoidoy legozrol of nidui. Ibala greifen umipne hayire. That's why if they'll. It doesn't go into the Isser of Chanife if you're not Minadehim, Mibnei Hayire. The Chassam Sofer says that the Shaila was, if we'll say Alts Gavra Rabbe, so there's another Kash we learned before that the whole Tumul, if you're Minadeh, a Tzuvah Merabonon, if you give him Malkis, he didn't give him anything. So we have another limud. We have over here that if he's a gavra rabbi, you don't give him anything. Or maybe it was because he was a bala greifen, or bala greifen, so it's no tzushtal to be for. Toshma, so Gemara brings a raya. Oidzu dorash toides ishroimi. Maro chananye, the Chacham Sofer is Ma'ira, what's the oidzu dorash? Weistays, there was another drosha, maybe we'll come to that later. Oidzu dorash toides ishroimi. Maro chananye mishol bazarye shemosru atmon al kedushas Hashem lekivshon ha'ish. Why was it, what did they see that they decided to be meisa nefesh? Nosu kal v'chayma ba'atzmon mitzvardim. So they made a kal v'chayma from the tzvardim. Uma tzvardim shein mitzuvim al kedushas Hashem. They're not mitzvah, they don't have a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Ksiv buhu v'olu b'beisecho v'tanorecho v'mishareisecho. Hey, mosai mishareis mitzuyois eitzol tano. When do you find the dough by the tano? Have you aimed b'shosha tano cham? Salkoponim, they went into the dough when the dough was in the tano. And without a tzivui of to go in. Without a tzivui of Kiddush Hashem, but not mitzuvin Kiddush Hashem, they went in. Onu shemitzuvin al Kiddush Hashem alachas kamo vekam. We that we are mitzuv al Kiddush Hashem alachas kamo vekam. What shall up tzvardim tzoloinit stavu? So the goyin says pshat, and they bring down from Rabbi Yoshe Ber also, schoinel of roche, that by emesin each tzvardeya could pater himself. There was no bazundere tzivui that this tzvardeya should go. There was other places to go also. So who says I'm a chuyiv to go into the tano? The pasuk is in the Vafal Pikein, others were boicher to go into the Tana, even though they had an alternative that they could be. There was another mitzvah. There was a multitude of mitzvahs. Bechadam Mishkavoi. They had to go all over Mitzrayim. So those tzvardim that were boicher to go into the Tana, so they were mekadishem shemayim. Without a tzivui, so onu, so we that were mitzuvin al kedushas Hashem, alachas kama vekame, that about the givis, that we should not bow down to the tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar. Rabbi Yosi bar Oven Omar Mato Melai Leki Shal Tamidei Chachamim Hoya. He helped support Tamidei Chachamim. He had Schaire, and he gave them the Schaire to do business with it, and the profits went to them. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Kol HaMatol Melai Lekis Tamidei Chachamim Zeiche V'Yoshev V'Yeshive Shal Mailo. So B'Zeiche to be Yoshev V'Yeshive Shal Mailo V'Aistais will be in the Yeshiva, will understand what they're learning there. Shenema Ki B'Tzeel HaChochmo B'Tzeel HaKesef. Those who were B'Tzeel HaChochmo and the Mechitzes HaChochmo will be those who were Mefarnes to Tamidei Chachamim. Chassam Sefer says that the Rif brings down both in Yonim, that Taidis was a Gavra Rabbe, Gedarshan, and he also was a Marzik Taire. So Chassam Sefer says, we had mentioned before, the Gemara wanted to know why they weren't Menadim. If they weren't Menadim because of fear, that's one parsha, or they weren't Menadim als Gavra Rabbe. So then if they weren't Menadals Gavra Rabbe, then we have Akasha, but they also did not give him Malkus. Before we heard, even though they weren't Menada Gavra Rabbe, but they gave Malkus. So the Chassam Sefer said, that's Pshat and the Rif. He says, Lamaisi had two Milas. Number one, he was a Gavra Rabbe, and number two, he was a Marzik Teire. So because of these two Milas, they didn't do anything to him. Let us see Rashi. V'oidzu dorash al megavre rabbe have. He was a gavre rabbe. Maro shaloi doshu v'chai behen v'loi sheyomus behen. Sarashi says, why didn't they darshan v'chai behen? They didn't darshan v'chai behen. And the Marsha asks, Samar de Kekasha. The Marsha asks, that what's the Kal V'Chaimer? The Kal V'Chaimer was Madach the Tzvardim are not Mitzudin Kiddush Hashem. They were Mois and Nefesh themselves. Zavada Givis, we Mitzudin Kiddush Hashem. In fact, the Marsha Pilche, the Mal Tzvardim that is not in V'Chai Behem. We have a V'Chai Behem. So Memela, how could you learn out? That's a Pilche and the Kal V'Chaimer. The Bichas Avraham wants to say V'Chai Behem is not a mitzvah. V'chaibem is a shir in the chiyuv. That means, how much is a person, just like we hear from mitzvahs, I say a person should give till a chaymish. That's the shir, how much he's supposed to give. If aloi sase, kol mamoinoi. V'chaibem is napshat, v'chaibem is, that's the chiyuv, that how much a person is mechuyiv to give. He's mechuyiv to give, that al kaponim, for whatever he's doing, he's not mechuyev to give away his nefesh. That means till his nefesh is mechuyev to give, when it comes to take away the chiz, he's not mechuyev to give. So memele, if it's bishleime, if it's a chiyuv v'chai behem, so then l'chayr it's a psapich and the kal v'chayim. But how could you learn out? They don't have the chiyuv. But al kaponim, if it's only a shir, so pshat is that, so then l'chayre pastach yo akal v'chaymen. I mean, the tzvardim also want mechuyiv. The tzvardim want mechuyiv to be ma'is and nefesh. And the tzvardim, we mentioned before, the tzivui, they could have gone someplace else also. Each tzvardai is not mechuyiv to see that he should be the one that's going into the tano. So he's not mechuyiv to give away his nefesh. And he's not mitzuvin kiddush Hashem. Va'afal pikein, they elected to go into the tanurim. So memele, afilu will say we're also not mechuyiv to give away our nefesh. Al tzvachai behem, but we're mitzuvin kiddush Hashem. So memele, so okay, we're better than them. So memele, so it's zichan inyan to be ma'isa nefesh. Matel melai, noisein tzchoyre letalmide chachomim listakir bo. Betzel ha-chochme, bebechitzes ha-chochme, ikon eze shanayu menachosav. So he'll be able to be together with the Talmud Chochme. Zog Toisvitz, Maro Hananye Mishoel Vazarye, Perish HaKuntres, Maro Shaloi Dorshu V'chai Ben V'loi Sheyomus Ben. Bekoshe, Dopfaches Yehavet, Umaskinim B'Sanhedrin, דלכול עלמא פרהסיה חייב למסר עצמוי אפילו המצווה קלה. פרהסיה מחויב תביא מייס הנפש יוסל. וי פס וחי בהם, וי פס תפטוף וחי בהם. זאת אומרת, שוס הזה תרץ דת, דת הול חייב בפרהסיה בניר עשורה מישראל. The time is there wasn't a Sorem Yisrael there to be Moiser Nefesh Bifneim. So there was no Chiyav als Befaresia. So very Shvera Masha, they were hidden there. Baal Kaponim, as I said to Masha, there was not a Sorem Yisrael. Sam Seifis has pshat in the Masha that the Yidin tainted, there was a Maidor Rabba Leyeraisa, they were forced to be Mekabal the Torah, so Memele, so there was, so they wanted to be Oiker their Chiyot, that's why they were Mishtachva to the Tzelem. So Memele, so they lost the Din Bnei Yisrael, the Din of Ben Noyach. So Taki, there wasn't a Sorem Yisrael to be Moisa Nefesh Bifneim. So didn't have a Din of Fahesia. Al Kaponim, that's Taisvis Kash and Rashi. Taisvis holds that they should have been Maisa Nefesh. Mechuyim to be Maisa Nefesh. Meforish Rabbein Natam, the Tzelem Zeh, She'osa Nebuchadnezzar, Lav Aveide Zorah Hava. This wasn't Aveide Zorah. Hela Indarte, She'osa Lekvoid Atzmai. This was a statue that was made Lekvoidoi. Bekach Okoma Maro. Therefore, the Gemara says, Maro, there was no chiyu bachlal, there was no chet, he did it lekvoidoi. Chay mashme midachsiv leilohoch les anachno polchim. We will not worship your idols, your getchkes, or tlam de dave loy nizkoi. We will not bow down to the tzelem. So, vaystays, there were two different things. There was navoide zore, And then there was Ishtach Avoid to the Tzelem, which was not an Avoid. Mashme de loho di dei vitzalme tre mili nino. The two different things. So it wasn't an Avoid Zohar. What was Takib Shat what's the Inyan? If it's not an Avoid Zohar, he only made it likvoidoi. So why Takib with a Meis and Nefesh? Where was the Kiddush Hashem? Some say a king makes something lekvoidoi. So where's the Kiddush Hashem? So in Chiddush Yaran, he says a psashtikal beer. Kivin shero shohoya miskaving laharbeis kvoid atzmoi. He wanted it laharbeis kvoid atzmoi ulemayet bekvoid shemayim. Mosru atzma mikal bochoyme mitzvardim shemosru atzron laharba is kvoid shemayim. He wanted to be marbe bikvoid atzmoi, and be memayit bikvoid shemayim. So they want to say punkt verkertel, be marbe bikvoid shemayim. The Magi and the Rabbeinu David explains this a little better. What is pshat? He wanted to be marbe kvoid atzmoi and be memayit kvoid shemayim. So he says, he wanted sheyiyu habriyos somim kol mayonam biyirosoi ubechvoidoi. That means he wanted that their whole cups are ligin in to see that he gets his covet, and or else he'll kill them. So memele that should be their whole tachlis in life, to see that he should be nischabed al yadei. So if we could be Moisef, Rabbeinu Yoin in Shari Tshuva says as follows, Ki midarkei Kiddush Hashem Yisborach. What is the inyan of Kiddush Hashem? Lo haidia, if a person makes known, Bechol miftos fosayim, from whatever he speaks about, Uvechol asheyir mizuneinayim, whatever he's meramiz, Beinov, Uvechol anhoge upoil yodayim, Ki yisoid l'nefesh ha'odom, the yisoid of a person, utzvi edyoi, and that what he, that beautifies him, v'ha'toiv, v'ha'iker, v'ha'toyeles, v'ha'yoker ha'sheboi, avoides Hashem yisboch, v'yirosoi, v'toyrosoi, That Kiddush Hashem does not mean only dying on Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem means if a person, through his actions, will give over this message that the tachlis of a person, ki zeh kol ha'odom, is avodas Hashem, v'yirosai v'teirosai, that is Kiddush Shem Shamayim. So memele, so the Iran is beautiful. The Vechanetza wanted that people should have in them, and there's something more important in their lives. They have to see that the Vechanetza will be Nishabit. That's their purpose in life. So that is Memayit Kavoyit Shemayim. That means there's something more important in their life to think about. The Rabbeinu Yoni says, Fakel ki zeh kol ha'odom yirosai v'teirosai v'avaydosai. That's kol ha'odom. So Memele, he wanted to be Marbe Kavoid Atzmoi, and to be Memayit Kavoid Shemayim, because you can't have two on your mind. If that's your Tachlis, you can't be thinking of something else. So they wanted to show that Fakert, they wanted to be Marbe, the covet of the Melech Geitzei Nishton, the covet of the covet of Melech Malchim Lochim Geitzeyon, and they're Muchen to be Meisa Nefesh, in order that it should become out kevoyit shemaim ki zeh kol adam, and if they can't do it, the muchen to be ma'isa nefesh. So that's pshat in the according to the Rabbeinu Tam. V'ri meforesh mar no memele zotaisus vasi nami shaper hodam rinem beilo naretz il molei nogdu lachananye mishol vazarye polchu letzalmet. If they would have beaten them up, if they would have tortured them, they would have been mishtachvel itself. There's a dinitz from the shalosh averes. But if the whole thing was, there was no avera whatsoever, they wanted al yodom should be nisrabe kvoit shemayim. That's all they wanted. So memele, they were muchen to be mafkir chayeyem in order that al yodom should be nisrabe kvoit shemayim. But to be soivul yisurim, that they weren't muchen. It's a beautiful verse from the Ponim Yofes. The Ponim Yofes says, there's two psukim. It says, v'olu uvo beveisecho uvetanorecho. That's one pasuk. And then it says later, uvecho uveamcho yalu hatzvardi. Another pasuk. One that says, v'olu, and then yalu hatzvardi. So the Ponim Yofes says as follows. V'olu uvo beveisecho is not a loshen tzivui. It's a loshen Rabbeinu Shalom, is that Moshe Rabbeinu told Pari what is going to occur. Uvo, they will come beveisecho, uvetanurecho, uvemisharisecho, they will come. Who will come? He didn't specify who will come. And forget, so there was the Nachshin Ben and Nodavs of the Tzfardim, that there was no tzivui on them to go. But they went, they elected to go. That was, from that, we learn out the Kal Vachayimah. Then it says, Uvecho va'amcho yalu ha'tzvardim. Yalu, he says, that's a Loshen Tziva. There was a Tziva to the Tzvardim. He says, Uvecho va'amcho yalu ha'tzvardim. So he says, this was torture. Because they went into the B'nai Ma'ayim of the Mitzriyim. So Fakert, the Mitzriyim had gewaltig tzah, because it was a very eng place. So it was very painful for the Mitzriyim. At the same time, it was very painful for the Tzvardim also. So he says, that was Yisurim. He says, Yisurim, that you needed a Tzivui. Without a Tzivui, then it says, Yalu Atzvardim. This was a Tzivui to the Tzvardim. That Uvecho Va'amcho Yalu Atzvardim. To go inside the Mitzriyim. So Memelis of Akert. So that's why Yomoli Nogdu. There's no limit from the Tzvardim. They were Metzuve. Those who went into the Mitzriyim and they were Seivu Yisurim Neiroim, they were Metzuve to do that. We're not Metzuve. They learned out from the Tzvardim that went in on their own accord into the Tanurim. So this was the Kal V'chomer. Shalai Nitztavu. So Memele, and so we Metzuve Be'etzem on Kiddush Hashem. So therefore, Shalai Yisrabi Kvoidai V'yismayet Kvoid Shemayim. Therefore, they elected to to go into the into the tandoorim. Umi loshin polchu le'osi shapir. According to this pshat, that there was only, there wasn't polchu, it wasn't an avoide to the tzelem, it was only ishtach avoide to the tzelem. So the loshin is a bissel shver. V'ri meforish maro sheloi bolchu. A different kasha. The Ris says takos an emes avoides. So what eitza would they have? He says they could have avoided it. Maro sheloi bolchu. They had an oath on how to avoid the whole situation. And the Chiddush Aram brings down, Yecheskel told them to run away. That's what Yecheskel told them. Chavikem Atrega, you should run away. Avoid the whole thing. V'omru li Yecheskel, Anan boy dinite bei pegam. We want to be poigim in this avodah zarah. The nehevi tamon will be there. Veloi niske dlei. Begin the yehin amrinin hodin tzalme kolomaya sagdin lei lebar mi Yisrael. We want to show vakel that we won't. Zichar, we can avoid it. We can run away, but we want to be, make a pagam in this avodah zarah to show that bedavke we won't be mishtachma to this avodah zarah. So the goyin says this is according to this pshat. It's very good. The dimyon we had mentioned before. That means each tzvardeya had an eitzah to run away. He didn't have to go into the tano. He could have gone into the bechadorecha. He could have gone other places. And the fakel, he chose to go into the tunnel to be to that the shem shemaim zvi niskadish al yodai. So memele, so they learned out from these svardim. The Chasam Sofer wants to say that according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it wasn't the nemes avodah zarah. But l'chayre, it was talumdes, it was only l'kvoidoi, but he tainis l'chayre, but why wasn't there achshad? It looks like avodah zarah. Maybe it's not even a real avodah zarah. It looks like avodah zarah. So memele, so he said, since this was a tzivui and ganz klal Yisrael, so he brings down, by a rabbim, there's no din chshad. There's no din chshad. By a yochid does something, there could be achshad. Maybe he's doing it for a different purpose. By Arabim, there's no din chshat. So the Chasam Sofer wants to say, that's pshat, v'oid, oid zu dorash toides ish roimi. What's oid zu? What else do we hear from toides? We have before, that toides, Omar Rabbi Yossi, toides ish roimi, hinigas pnei roimi lechel gdiyam ikolosam b'leili psochem. So he says, there wasn't a drash over there, there was an hoge. He told them that they should be, that they should roast the gdiyim like they were roasted bisman abayis. So the Chasam Sofer says, no, this anhoge was from the first drash. He had a drash. The drash was that we're saying that the whole inyan was kiddush shem shamayim. He says, l'chayre, it should be also not to bow down, because it's merzi ki avodah zarah. So he said, no, by Arabim, there's no din chshat. So since by Arabim, there's no din chshat, so memele, since the anshei roim ya Arabim, there's no chshat of the shem, that the oichel kotshim b'chutz. So the first drosha, this was the first anhoga of toides, was a drosha, that by Arabim, there's no din chshat. Oy dorash toides, he darshened something else also. He darshened that they did it out kiddush Hashem. Zogt the Mishnah Vayta. Mokem shenogu lahadlik as haner b'leili yom kippurim. Place where the minig is to be madlik haner b'leili yom kippurim, madlikim. Mokem shenogu shaloi lahadlik, ein madlikim. Madlikin, ben ol mekaymish madlik bebotik nisiyais, bebotim medroshais, bemavoyis afeilim valgabi achilim. Sakrashi mokim shenogo lahadlika saner bigmorim eforish taim. Tone. So now the Baraisa says, Bein sha'omru lahadlik. Sai in this place where the minig is to be madlik yom kippur. Bein sha'omru shaloi lahadlik. And sign the place where the minig is not to be madlik, shneim ledova echad niskavnu, both were miskaven l'shem shemayim. What is it, Zekrashi? Bein she'omru lahadlik, oisen she'nogu lahadlik, v'anoyagim she'loi lahadlik, loi niskavnu elo ledova echad. Lahafrish atzmoi mimishkeve isha. That's one of the chameshi sinuyim. So Memele, they wanted to make sure that they shouldn't be nichshel in this chet. Ha'oimrim lahadlik, bishum dein odom mishamesh mitosoi lo'er haner. So Memele, so that will prevent him to be nichshel in tashmish amita. Ha'oimrim shaloi lahadlik, soivrim kshaner doilek, royes ishtoi umisavelo. So the ner might be an incentive for tashmish amita. So Memele, so that's why they were not mad. Omar Rav Yeshua Doresh Rove Amech Kulam Tzadikim Loilom Yeshu Oretz Bein Kulam Tzadikim Bein Sha'omru Lahadlik Ubein Sha'omru Shaloi Lahadlik Shneim Loi Niskavnu Elo Ledover Echad Amech Kulam Tzadikim Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel Ein Mevorchin Al Ha'oir Elo B'Moitzoi Shabbos. A person does not make a broche an eish elo b'meitzoi Shabbos. Hoyel utchilas b'riyosayu. Since we'll see later that the eish was created, was brought into this world, meitzoi Shabbos, so memele, so meitzoi Shabbos, you make a brocha an eish, b'ir meire eish. Let us see Taisvis for 1 minute. Taisa says, "I'm a vorchen ala oir elo b'maitzoi Shabbos. Iksha Rav Yosef, lo ma'in a vorchen b'chol sho, shenene mimenu. He's deriving benefit from the earth. The osa lihonis v'ilo mazeh b'loi b'rochen. The tirits. So the Rav Yosef answered, "Hani milik shegufay nene. Avol shach hano loi. Perhaps Shigufainan, the Rabbeinu David says, Hano shenichneses leguf, Hano that enters the guf, kegoin achile, shtiye, reyach, that also enters the guf. But Hano that doesn't enter the guf is a superficial Hano, like oil, or rochatz bechamim, finosh vahoruach. That means that the summer was a hot day and the wind blew. It's Mimele, so there's no such thing, there's no halacha of Birchas Hanenim. Birchas Hanenim is only Ano Shenichneses Leguf. Aber Shara Noloi. Frektoch Toisves Va'af Al Gav De Mevorchin Al Eur HaShemesh B'chol Yoy. We make a brocha borchat Hashem Yoytza HaMe'oireis. So we see we do make a broch, even though it's not a hano that enters the guf. Haini mishum shemishadesh b'chol yoy. So what is pshat in Taisvis Teretz? Taisvis Teretz is that the Sharan is mavai a little better, that this is not a birchas hanenim. This is a birchas hashvach. That we have oyres shemishadesh b'chol yoy. Now the Ran explains that the Hanoas HaMa'ireis is Tzabichas HaShvach, and we make this broche each day. Because Bishilafi, Shehanoas HaMa'ireis Peisekes Lagamri Balayla, so Memeila Mishadeshes B'chol Yoyim, so therefore each day, that means, so you say, Mechadish B'tuba B'chol Yoyim Tomi Ma'ise V'reishis, because at night we didn't have the Hano from the Ma'ireis, we didn't have the Oirash Emesh. So Memele, so it was taken away, it was nostalgic from us, and it comes back. So Memele, therefore we give a Birchas HaShvach each day, because This hanah is not continuous. It's at night we don't have it. It's pesekes. Masha'enkei. The birchas ha'oyer, the brach an eish. Why do we make a birchas hashvach an eish? That there is such a bri of eish. So the Ran says, because avotash mishoi shel eish va'oyroi mishtamshim boi bayoyim v'alayla. That means you have it keseda. So memela, therefore we don't make a birchas hashvach an eish. Because we have it. We have it keseda. V'daimel birchas hayam shein mevorech elok she'ova lamid yoyim shelay l'ra'o. The yam ha'godol is also birchas hashvach, but it has that time has to go. If you saw it and you see it keseda, you don't make a new shvach. V'haynu time, and this is the lashon ha'chidush ha'ran, shein mevorech elo b'maytzoi shabbos. Moitzoi Shabbos, you make a bracha, why? Mimnei shetchilis b'riyosayu, because this is the first time when Eish came into the Bria. Eish came into the Bria, Moitzoi Shabbos. V'roi levorech olof, then you're making the bracha, ke'inyen haroye chamo bitkufoso. Once every 28 years we see how the chamo was b'shas Bria so'ilom, it wasn't that mokim. So if it comes to the matz of how it was b'shas b'riyas oilam, we make a broche. So every moitzoi Shabbos, the chama comes to the matz that it was b'shas b'riyas. That means it was nivra moitzoi Shabbos. So memele, so on the eish of moitzoi Shabbos, we make a broche b'ere mi'ere eish. Avo. Now we're going to have a whole sugya over here if you make a broche on Moitzoi Yom HaKippurim. So we'll see that these are meroim held Moitzoi Yom HaKippurim ein mevorchin lefi sheloi nivsak tashmishoi shel oil. That means, just like he had said before, you don't make a birchas hashvach on the oil shel eish because it's continuous. I make a broche, so I have a keseda. So he says, so even though Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to be misasik be'esh, because it's Yom Kippur, now to make esh, but al kaponim, you're allowed to use the esh that is burning Yom Kippur. Darei nishtam shuloiroi, so you don't make a new broche meitzoi Yom Kippur on this esh, because al tzvach I make the broche, abirchas anen in tzamazela, abirchas hashvach, so birchas hashvach, so I made the birchas hashvach moitzoi Shabbos. The reason I made then the birchas hashvach because then it was the shas b'riyas eish. So then I made the broche, and I can say the have hanor from eish. It doesn't stop. Even though in Yom Kippur it also didn't stop, I was able to derive benefit from eish the whole Yom Kippur. So memele, that's the svara of these amiroim. But you do not make a boire me'ore eish meitzoi yom kippur. Let's see now again the Gemara. Omar Rav Yudah Moshmul, I'm avorchim al ha'oir, elo b'meitzoi Shabbos, hoyol utchilas b'riyosayu. This was when the eish was created. The first time eish was in the b'riya was meitzoi Shabbos, or the Marishan created an eish. The Mephoshim say, again, Rabbi Shalom gave him the das, how to create an eish. So Memele, so the Briyas ha'eish was Meitzoi Shabbos, so therefore we make a broche Meitzoi Shabbos alei. That's Chilas Briyos. Omer le'Yahu Sove, v'itei merabba barbachon yasher. It's good. It's very good. What's that very good? That you only make it Meitzoi Shabbos. A mevorchen aloi. Elo b'meitzoi Shabbos, not meitzoi Yom HaKippur. V'chein Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan also said this, that you only make a broche meitzoi Shabbos, not Yom HaKippur. Now we have a very interesting Gemara. Ule havarochiv chamro v'ozl. Ule was riding on a chamro. V'avishokil v'ozl rabbi abe miyiminei v'rabbi babachona mismoilei. By Talmud Chochem, the Ben Yehuda says, so the biggest one is in the middle, and on the right is the next, and on the smile is next to him. Al Koponim, so they were being Malave Ule. Amalei Rab Abba lo Ule, so Rab Abba told Ule, Yestem Vadai Damrisu Mishmeida Rab Yochanan, you said B'Shem Rab Yochanan, Eime Vorchen Al Ha'oir Ela B'Meitzoi Shabbos, Hoi Lo Tchiles B'Riyosayu. Said Aloshen Rabin, others want to say Amrisu, he meant to include Rabbe Barbachone. It means, say, he had heard such a memre, that Rabbi Yochanan holds, you only make boire me'oire yeish, meitzoi Shabbos. You don't make it meitzoi yeim Kippur. Ula did not answer him. Hodor Ula, choze be'be Rabbe Barbachone bishus. So he gave him a stern look. So Ula never said such a thing, that Rabbi Yochanan holds, you don't make boire me'oire yeish, meitzoi yeim Kippurim. So if such a statement was said, so Kolchoch, Rabbi Barbachonim must have said it, because the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, he said it b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. He didn't tell him anything, just looked at him. Omalei, so Rabbi Barbachonim said, Ana ano lav aho omri. I never said this b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Ela aho omri. I said something else. And from what I said, you'll see how the mistake arose. The Tani, I said over as follows. The Tani Tane Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. Someone said over Braise, in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shimon ben Elozar Oimer, Yoima Kippurim Shechaliyes B'Shabbos, Af B'Mokeim Sheomru Sheloi Lahadlik Madlikim. Rabbi Shimon ben Elozar says, here we have Minhogim, if you're Madlik Neb Yom HaKippurim or not, which is the greater Yom HaKippurim, how is one Zich Goyda Minachet with a Ner, without a Ner? So it's Av, B'mokim Sha'omru Sha'loi Lahadlik, that's Davke Yom Kippur. But if it's Shabbos also, Madlikim Nekvoida Shabbos. So then, Al Kochel, you can't do this from Kite, it's Kvoid Shabbos. So you have to be Madlik L'Kvoid Shabbos. That's what Rabbi Shimon ben Elozar said. But only Rabbi Yochanan Basrei, Rabbi Yochanan said, that's what Yedet Almovud is paraisa, v'chachomim oisrim, v'chachomim aser. So what does that mean? That v'chachomim aser, that afilu Shabbos, shechal v'yema kippurim, you also are not madlik. Let us see this Amir de Kerabeina Chananel over here, which sheds light to the sugya. Three lines from the bottom. Toni Chod Kamid Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Elozar Oimer Yom Kippurim Shchalias B'Shabbos, Velo B'Mokim She'omru Shelo Lahadlik Madlik V'Yed HaShabbos, Onid Rabbi Yochanan Basrei V'Chachomim Ma'isrei. V'Daikino Mino. So we were medayik from this memre of Rabbi Yochanan. Ma'acher she'ein madlikin b'yom HaKippurim. The Chachamim hold you not madlik b'yom HaKippurim. If you're in Kippur Shchalias b'Shabbos, you're not madlik. Lo yimotzei oir she'shovas mimlachas avoide. So if you're not madlik like this, we'll have later on Daf Nun Daled that when you make a brochem, there has to be a ner sheshovas that had burnt. He can't be mechadish a new ner. We'll see later what the svar is. A ner that was burning in Shabbos, in Yom Kippur, that ner, you make a broch on Meitzoy Yom Kippur. But if Rabbi Yochanan said, v'chachomim o'isrim, so in all the houses, it's pitch black. There's no neres burning in the houses. So if there's no neres burning in the houses, so kochach Meitzoy Yom Kippur, you can't make a boirim o'irei aish. So that's what Rabbi Barbachone says. Rabbi Barbachone, that means Ule. Rabbi Abba had said, "Irotoch gezogt," as Rabbi Yochanan holds, "You only madlik Meitzoi Shabbos, not Meitzoi Yom Kippur." Ule was very angry because Rabbi Yochanan never said it, so he thought the only one who could have said such a maimer was Rabbi Barbachone, and Rabbi Barbachone. So he gave him a stern look. Rabbi Barbachone for himself, he says, I never said that. I said a different statement, and they And they made a toys from my statement. I said that Rabbi Yochanan holds, according to the Chachamim, you never madlik a never Chachamim oisim. You never madlik a never Yom Kippur. V'dayku minei, so they were midayik, so Rabbi Yochanan, ma'ach ha-shem adlikim v'yem ha-kippurim, lo yim tzair she-shovas memlachas avoyde. So we don't have a, if you know, if there's no lights burning Yom Kippur, that is what they thought. Yeah. That's what they thought. But really they made a mistake. Why did they make a mistake? So they made a mistake because even though you don't, you're not madlik in the houses, you're madlik in the batik nisis, the batik medroshes, the gabi choylem, mvoi samarafelos, you are madlik, yom kippur, there are neiris. So if they're neiris, I'm a male, you have to be madlik. That's how Rabbi Bar Bar Chonah fa'em for himself. I'm innocent. I never said, this is what I said, and that's what they thought. Oh, so when Ula heard this, Omalei, Adote, hey, oh, Zut Rashi. But let's see all the Rashis. Vadi dem Risa, emes hadova she shemati aleichem, shatam oimri mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan hochi. Rabbi Yochanan holds like a Yudah Mashmul, you're only madlik meitzoi Shabbos, not meitzoi Yom Kippurim. Hoda ule choza bei berabe babachone bishes, nistakul boi befonim zoyef, ois kloima. Ato omarto b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. If he heard such a thing, Amrisu, you said, so Mistama, you said b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, b'hula yom akei. Rabbi Yochanan did not hold that you only make a b'ire me'ire ha'eish Shabbos. Alav meitzoy yom kippur mevorchen olam. Hoyel v'dovo chodeshu shenesa b'kol hayoyim v'achshav nene mimeno. So now Rashi says the svore why you do make yom kippur. So the Ran and the Chedushim explains it a little better. That Kivin, we said before, really, you don't make a broche. The broche on Beirim Eireish is a birchas hashvach. We don't make a birchas hashvach every day like we make on the Shemesh, Yoytza Amoiris, because the Shemesh is nistalik. So Memela, so Mechadish, Betuvim, Bechol Yim Tomit, so make a new broche. Oyer is continuous. We have the Oyer Keseida, so Memeo, we don't make a Birchas HaShvach. That was the Svar. Except, Meitzoy Shabbos, there's a difference, but that's Shas Priyosi, that's Al Roye Chama B'Tkufos. Rabbi Yochanan, and Ule, that held that you make a Broche, Meitzoy Yom HaKippurim, they hold that the Oyer, in Yom HaKippurim, even though you can be mishtamish with the Yer, abakiv in she'ein misaskin boy biyodayim, but you cannot be misasik with the Yer, kshechoizel nisasik boy revoy cholov birchas hashvach. So they held, that's also called like it was nifsak. They held there's another cheshbon. It was nifsak in Yom HaKippurim. So just like it was nifsak of the Isser, Shimush, Be'esh. So my mates are called, I didn't have the Shimush Yom HaKippurim. I'm getting back the Shimush Meitzoy Yom HaKippurim. Even though I could derive benefit from the Yer, but the Shimush and the Isaskus Be'esh, I did not possess Yom Kippur. So my mates are called like nifsak. That's also a b'chin of nifsak. So my mates, the Rabbi Yudah Amashmul holds nitaz, Rabbi Yudah Amashmul holds, but since you could have some benefit, so you cannot make a new birchas hashvach, even though you didn't have all benefits. So only Meitzoy Shabbos you make because it's Hatzorei Yechama B'tkuposo. But Rabbi Yochanan and Ula held that here is a shame nivsak, and by nivsak you can make a new birchas hashvach. Adotehei zoistia. Oh, that's good. Bezu ani moide. Sha'omro Rabbi Yochanan. Das is good, kizo. Kori olei Rabbi Yosef. Mayim amukim eitzo b'leiv ish. Ve'ish tvuno yidleno. Mayim amukim eitzo b'leiv ish. Ze'ule. Vishtvune Yidleno ze Rabbe Bar Bachone. Let us see Rashi. Ze Ulo. Shehevin Midvorov Shal Rabbe Bar Bachone Tois. He understood that the mistake that had come out, that Rav Abbe had said that Rav Yochanan holds that you don't make a boire me'oreish me'tzoye me'kipurim. So he understood, although there's a better gear service, Shehevin midvorov shal Rav Abbe be'Rabbe Bar Bachone Tois. He understood from Rav Abbe, he said, Amrisu, that a tois was derived from Rabbe Bar Bachone. Because of Abishus, he gave him a stern look. But he did not say anything. That's called Mayim Amukim Eitzah B'Leivish. I don't know, he didn't want to fashem him, but he wanted that he should know he made a mistake. Vishtvune Yidlano, Heivin Mahoyo Beliboy Shalulo, Rabba Babachon Chapt, he's giving him such a look, so he chapt right away, pshat in the look, Shoyim, Heivin Mahoyo Beliboy Shalulo, Shoyim Mistakel Boy, and Mimeli told him, no, he explained him the whole thing, how the toys came about. He had said, this member of Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan holds, that Afiliyim, the Rabbi Yochanan said, the Chomim Old Afiliyim Kippur Shechaliyiz B'Shabbis, the Chachomim Oisrim, so they held a Bezois that there's no Oyer Meitzoyim Ekipurim, but that's a Tois. Now the Menachem Eshev Nefesh explains, that what we heard the Gemara before said, Omar Rabbi Yudah Meshmul, Ein Mevorchim Ala Oyer, El Lo B'Meitzoy Shabbis, Hoyo Tulis Briyosayu. Omele Yehusova Vitayme Rabbe Babachona Yosha. Yasha. So Rabbe Babachona says, you're right, that's good. Shapiko. The Yasha, that Rabbe Babachona holds, you don't make Meitzoyem Ekipurim. That's close. So he personally held, you don't make Meitzoyem Ekipurim. Now, the Chain Omar Rabbi Yochanan Zutem Nachem Eshev Nefesh, this is not Rabbe Babachona's member. This was the member of the Toyim who derived from Yene member of Rabbi Babachon. Rabbi Yochanan was also like that. This V'chein Omar Rabbi Yochanan is a different member. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yudah Meshmul said this. Omar Yusav Teimer Rabbi Babachon Yeyashe. Is that the Gemara right? No, Rabbi Yochanan also was like this. They derived it from Yene member of Rabbi Babachon. But Lamai said that was a toy. From Yene member you can't build anything. Frag the Gemara ve'in hu keman savrua. Who do they hold like? Ki hoda omar Rabbi Yomin Bayefes omar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yomin Bayefes said, mevolchen al ha'oir, bein b'moitzoi Shabbos, bein b'moitzoi Yom HaKippur. V'chein amo devar, so you make it moitzoi Yom Kippur also. Peisveim, Ein mevolchen al ha'oir elo b'moitzoi Shabbos. How could Rabbi Yochanan say such a thing? We learned about Raisa, mevolchen al ha'oir elo b'moitzoi Shabbos. Hoyot tchilas b'riyosai hu. V'kivin sheroye mevorech miyad. As soon as he sees the oir, he makes a bracha right away. Ein mavirin al ha'mitzvah. You don't wait till you have a kois in your hand. You make it right away. Rabbi Yehuda imer soidron al ha'kois. So now we have a problem. It's Rabbi Yehuda, inside the Tanakhama, inside Rabbi Yehuda say, Ein mevorchen aloir, elo b'meitzoi Shabbos. And now, when do you make it? Good, so you make it, Tanakhama says, right away, Rabbi Yehuda says, Soitrud alakois, aber kapon weistes only meitzoi Shabbos. And with the Gemara, loikashe, kan ba'ir sheshovas, kan ba'ir hayoitze min ha'etzim min ha'abonim. Zot Rashi. Amo devar, or ve'inu keman savrua, ulu v'rabash le'rotzu lo'hoidis lo'divi rababa, who do they hold? They hold like Rabbi Yomino ba'yefet. But he says, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, that you make a broche, b'yomereish, meitzo yemekipur. Ba'ir she'shabbat, she'hoyo b'shabbis, she'dola kayoim. Umikomo came in meleches aveir shabbat, she'dolak beheter, k'goin shalchayo, that it was kindled for a chaya, pikuch nefoshes, v'shalchoyle, that's called a ner she'shabbat. Oy ner hadoylek me'erev yom ha'kippurim, mevorchem av meitzo yom ha'kippurim. Ahi brachim mishum de dovo chidush uloi shuloi nene min ha'ir hayoim. That means he did not derive benefit, he wasn't able to be misasik ba'ir hayoim. So now he gets a new shimush in this oil. So mele, that's why you make the brachim. But ba'ir hayoitzim yaitzim, de nivra achshov, e mevorchim alub meitzoyem e kippurim. So then you don't make a brachim, Aces. The whole brachim, the whole brach is because we were unable to derive benefit from this eish in Yom Kippurim. Now we again are able to derive benefit. So the brach, the bichas hashvach, is that we have something which we didn't have before. So that's only on the ner sheshavas. On the ner sheshavas that was here Yom Kippurim, we did not have the schus of shimush ba'oyisay ner Yom Kippurim. We got now the schus shimush meitzo Yom Kippurim. But a ner that's yaitzim in eitzim v'avonim, so bechlal it was not here Yom Kippurim. So there you don't need, there's no chiddush shaboy that I'm getting something which I didn't have before. This ner bechlal wasn't here Yom Kippurim. Tani chod, we learned one beraisa. Ba'er ayetim eitzim odrashi yet, de nivra achshav, ein mevorchen olav o meitzoy yem ha-kippurim, elam meitzoy shabbos, shafu tchilas b'riyas oyo. Al tag you make meitzoy shabbos. Zut the gemara weiter. Tani chod, we learned one beraisa, oyer hayetim min ha-eitzim, o min ha-avonim, mevorchen olav. Petoni chode ein bevorchen olav. Zog de gemore loy kashe. Kan be meitzoi Shabbos, kan be meitzoi Yom Kippurim. That meitzoi Shabbos he make an oir hayoitze, because the vakerte the baruch is, because that was the zman of the briyas oir, meitzoi Yom Kippurim need an oir shel Shabbos. Now the gemore says how they made the baruch. Rebbe mefazra. So Rashi, Rebbe, Ksheroya Oyer, Mevorich Olav Miyad, Shmevin Loi Psomim Losoif Shor, Mevorich Aleyim. That means as soon as he had the ability to derive benefit, he made a broche. Rebchia Mechanson, Alakois, Kmoishonu Oinsi, Kmoishonu Oisim, he waited till he'll have a kois, and then he made all the broches Alakois. Omar Rab Yitzchok bar Rab Dimi, af al pi sherebi mefazro, even though Rebbe was mefazerit, so Lamaisa, when he came to Abdol already, he had already made a boirim oireish, he made already a boirim in ipsomim. Choyzer v'soitrod al hakois, kedei lohoitzi bonov ubnei beisoy. So Trashi, Gonsh. Lachaire, I thought from this gemara is a shtikel ha'ora on the bir aloche. Borshem, I found the biruri aloche brings this raya. The bir aloche clears a shaila if noshim achayiv and biches boire me oire heish. It's a part of Abdullah, and we say noshim achayiv ba Abdullah, so no, the chayiv and boirim eireyesh, but he's noisy to say it's no shaychus with Abdullah. This is a new din, because the eish was noisy, meitzoy Shabbos, so memeilah says we make a broche. So he says that's a mitzvah to say, she's mangromet, it's like meitzoy Shabbos. So he's noisy to say that noshim anat mechuyiv and biches boirim eireyesh, so that's a bir aloche, tzevsim and reish tzadik bov. So lechayre, the pashtus of the loshna gemara is do nitazoi. The gemara says, "Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Rav Dimi, half a piece of Rebbe mefazron." What was the mefazron? So Rashi says, "Ksheroya oyer mevorich olav miyat, shvili loy psomim l'soiv shom mevorich aleim." Soivran alakoyf, kedei lohoitzi bonov, so bonov are the children, the b'nei beisoy. The b'nei bayis, mustome, that's koilo de noshim. That's lohoir b'nei beisoy. So lohoir what happens is given, that he made for them a boire meore ha'esh, even though he was already yoitze. So I saw the beruah alochips is taken in reis tzadik vov, he's taken meore this on the beer aloch of ma gemara. Fragt die Gemara, wo euer be Moizoi Shabbos Ivri? Wo euer was created Moizoi Shabbos? Wo sanje asore dvorim nivru be Erev Shabbos bein Ashmoshes? There were 10 things that were nivru be Erev Shabbos bein Ashmoshes. Eilo hein, ve Eir, ve Hamon, ve Keshes, Ksav, u Michto, ve Aluchois, ve Kivrei shal Moishe, u Meoresh, she Omad boi Moishe, Leo, the same Ma'or that Moshe and Leo were in, Psiches Piha Osain, Psiches Piha Oretz, Livloyes Arishoim, Chemnechemia Oimer Mishum Oviv, Av Ha'oir Vahaperet, the Oir was also Nivra Bein Ashmoshitz, Chabyashia Oimer Mishum Oviv, Av Ha'ayil Vahashomil, Chabyuda Oimer Av Ha'tzvas, The Meforshim say, so what's the kasha? The kasha is that how could you say that the oil was nivra meitzoi Shabbos? Though they talk that it was nivra, Rav Nechemia, in Ma'ayim HaMishimovi, v'af ha'oil v'aperet, that oil was nivra erev Shabbos, bein Hashmoshes. So the Meforshim ask, so what's the kasha? We have a whole bunch, there's a big machlokes over here. Efshe we hold like the other Tanoim. So for God who answers, so someone answers as follows. Ab Yehuda Oimer Af Atzvas. The tongues were also created Erev Shabbos. Bein Hashmoshes. So what does the Af go on? The Af goes on what they said before. So the Af is going, and Rav Nechemia also. Rav Nechemia, Yom Mishim Oviv Af Ha'oir, and he says, Af Ha'tzvas. So Vaisis Rav Yehuda holds that the Oir was also created Erev Shabbos. And Rav Yehuda said before, so it's a Kash Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said before that, Eim Evochen Aloir Elo Meitzoy Shabbos, Hayot Chilis Briyosayu, Vakim Shreim Evoch Miyad, Rav Yehuda Yom Yisraedron Alakoyz, but we see Rav Yehuda holds that the reason you make a broch on the oil meitzoy Shabbos is because it was nivra meitzoy Shabbos. So it's a stir in Rav Yehuda. Agavulche, a little to understand, the Ian Yaakov, and then Yaakov says he doesn't want to talk about why Davke, these and Yonim were nivra bein Hashmoshes. But Al Kaponim, Pladim Meforshim explain a little of these inyonim. We have to understand what happened bein Hashmoshes. That bein Hashmoshes, the first Erev Shabbos of the Briah, of the Sheishes Shemei HaMaisa, was a very hectic Erev Shabbos. How was it that way? Because the Pikid Rabbi Lezer, it says, the beginning of the Marishin was Nidin, and then it was created, and then it was Chota, and then it was Girish. He was Girish from Gan Eden Bein Hashmoshes. So we have to understand what had happened. That means, Bein Hashmoshes, it was Nischadish and Nu and Hoge in the Bria. That means, Lu Yetzuyer, Adam Harishin, would not have been Achoite, he would have been in Gan Eden. Then a Piha Osen, for example, you wouldn't need. Was felt as a Piha Osen. There would never have been a Bilam. If there wouldn't have been a irvuv of Toiv Vera and the Briah through the Chet of Adam Arishan, he'd still be in Gan Eden, so you don't need a Piyah Osen, you don't need a Piyah, this whole Seder would not have been necessary. Now since this Abayin HaShmoshes is Shegivon Anayah Seder, Girish mi Gan Eden, so now the Rebbeinu Shalom, in this man, the Maral says, Bein HaShmoshes is the time where it ended Yoim, it's no Hemshech Hazman, when the time between the end of Yom and the beginning of Laila, which there's no Hemshech whatsoever, and this Bein Hashmoshes, all these Inyonim were created because all these Inyonim were created in order that that the world now should be able to exist with an irvav of toy v'ra. Now we have an irvav of toy v'ra. So I once thought, let us explain a little the pi ha'osen. The inyan of the pi ha'osen, it says as follows, that Bilam had a gavaldike koyach. Bilam had a koyach that he was able to be mechaven the shah that the Rabbeinu Shlom is in kas, and he would have been able to be mekalo. That was the koyach of Bilam. He had a gavaldike koyach. He could have made a mapecha. Ami zechono mayotz bo, the Eibishter was meshane the bria. But the Rabbeinu Shlom wanted that this Bilam should be the mevorech of Klal Yisrael. This Bilam should be the Novi that's going to tell us the Asidis of Bias HaMashiach. The Fakel, the Novi HaUmish, should be the one that's going to tell us what's going to be Ba'achis HaYomim. It could be that the Pi HaOsain was Ma'irer Psazoi Achuve in Bilam. Bilam was said Chotosi. He was Misvade after he heard after the Osin was Mechiachim. So could be he needed a psakosher mouth in order to be Mevorech Klal Yisrael. There's a Moiridike word from the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov says Shesum Ha'oyin. So the Targum says the Shaper Chazi, he saw very well. And Rashi says Ein Noy Nekura. So Lachayr, it's a big machlokes. So there's a Moiridike word from the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov says that in order to be Zoyche for Nevuah, he had to have an Eiver that didn't do a Chet, an Eiver that was Mole Chet. He couldn't be able to be Misnabe to that Eiver. So Memele, so with all the other Eivorim, it's been lighter. So, but it was, one Ein was Nekura. One Ein he never did a Chet with. He never saw with that Ein. So Memele, that was Shape Chozi. He was able to see Neum again, Shesum Ha'oim. He was a Roy, he was able to see. Asherenu, so that was in that Eva, that was with the Ayin that he never was a Chayte. It could be, if the Rabbein Shlom wanted, he should be the Novi, the Klal Yisrael, that he should tell the Nebu of the Achis Hayomim, he should be the Mevorech to Klal Yisrael, so he needed a Psakosher Mail also. From the Pia Osen it came out, after the Teichoche, he said Chotosi. So could be that was the Mei Hagola that kashed out his mouth. So Memele Fakert, after there was such an irvov of Toi Veran, the Bria, that there could be a Bilom, and he could have such koiches, and the Rebbein Shem wanted the Davka Al Yodai the Broche should come, so Memele, therefore was necessary, Bein HaShemoshes, to create a Pi HaOsein. Let us see Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Ksav, Kriya, no. Be'er be'erish ha'milyam selam she'yotzu mimenu ha'mayim ha'idei Moshe ve'ogul k'min kavora ho'yam izgalgul imoim kol mokim shohilchem k'sav k'riyesh shem ho'isis l'cher means how they're called ha'michtav chakikosan v'tzurosan how they look, the tzuros ho'isis kach shemati v'li nire k'sav zuhi chakikosurosan ha'michtav hu eit v'cheret she'nichtav bo'i chakikos aluchais. The tool that was used to be choikik in the luchas, the oisiyas, that's called michtov. Kehi dekdushin minayim l'rabbis asol v'asiro v'hamichtov. Nirin dvorai dekriye loikori loiksav. The name, how it's called, is not called ksav. So therefore, ksav alone is the chakikas oisiyas. Ma'ore she'omad by Moshe v'samticha b'nikra satsu. This was the same ma'oro that Moshe Rabbeinu was. It's not a ruvis of a susan a chamera. Ha'ayil shel Avraham, ha'shomer kemin telas hoyev, ve'ein kol dover kosher oimed befonov, shlo yisparik, u'boi bono shloimes habayis meseches gittin. Ha'tzvas tanlai shel Baal, so these were tanks. That was what Rabbi Yehuda had said.